GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hill Rick Tyler Show, and it's GHRT versus EMCC. From Eastern Maine Community College, Jen Kavari, our friend, is back in Spaces Studio 7A. Good morning, Jen. All right, Mariah Hughes from EMCC is in our studio as well. Good morning, Mariah.
Good morning, Rick.
And if it's not fair, George, it's 3-1. Jen, who's calling in on the PDQ door telephone line?
President Lisa Larson.
Oh, good morning, President Larson. How are you?
Great. How are you guys?
You got a president on. You got a wig dead.
I know. This is not fair. But here,
are we arm wrestling?
She's our ringer.
No, this Friday is the EMCC Trivia Challenge. So it's GHRT. Ahead of the event on Friday, it's GHRT versus EMCC. GHRT, we're going to go first. Our question to the three of you, listeners, play along at home. Okay. What was the first country to have paper money? What was the first country to have paper money? What?
No, I don't know. I'm thinking out loud.
Okay.
I think they had coins. I don't think they printed.
First
money.
Country to have paper money. What was it?
China?
Lisa.
Is there a time limit here?
Is there a time limit?
Come on.
Beep.
10.
We're going to go with Greece.
What?
China.
Greece? No. Well, she says, Jen, what's it going to be? We're going to take final answers from you.
I go with the boss lady. She says China. We go China.
China? China is correct. Yes. China was the first country to have paper money. All right. It's EMCC 1, GHRT nothing. Go ahead. Give us our first question.
Name the two teams that competed in the first World Series.
Answer, George.
This is all you, buddy.
The first two teams to compete.
I wrote these for George.
Oh, goodness. I'm a terrible trivia player. First two teams.
But they're baseball. It's your thing.
Yeah, but this is.
It's your bag,
as old
baby.
As I am, I wasn't there then.
Time limit, George. Come on.
Brooklyn against...
We lost already. Oh, my gosh.
Pittsburgh Pirates and Boston Americans.
Well, my second team was going to be Boston, but so...
Nope, okay.
You beat me.
It's EMCC1GHRT, nothing ahead of Friday's Eastern Maine Community College Trivia Challenge. Is this going to be at Rangeley Hall? Is this where this
Yes, Rangeley Hall.
You're right,
yes.
Rangeley Hall. And what time does this begin?
Friday night, doors open at 5 for cocktail hour, registration, and dinner. We'll have our typical taco bar again, and then game starts promptly at 6 o'clock.
Okay. Here's question 2. GHRT asks of EMCC, okay, George, this is they don't answer. This is theirs, okay? What is someone who shoes horses called?
Farrier.
Yeah, that's easy. Why don't you give them a hard one? They're giving us hard ones.
Good job. Well,
these are randomly generated trivia
farrier
questions.
Farrier for $500.
Yeah. Okay.
It was farrier. All right.
A farrier.
All right.
I got this one, Lisa.
Okay, go ahead.
Good job.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Question for us.
Mariah.
Who was the first and only woman to be inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame?
What's with the sports question? They're all sports?
No, we've got three
sports.
Of each.
Okay.
The first woman to be based...
I thought George would know all these.
The first and only woman.
I stacked the deck for VOM.
Huh. Answer, George.
I don't know.
It's all you, buddy.
No idea. I could tell you guys, but...
Okay, how about this, George? Who was the first female to win the Little League World Series?
Oh, yeah.
Ding, 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 ding.
The gal from Chicago or wherever. Monet, whatever her name.
Yes. Got it.
Monet, whatever. Are you going to give us that?
Monet we'll Davis. Point. But she was from Philadelphia. What was the year?
That's just for bonus points, right?
20.
Because we already got the question right.
2016 to 17.
14.
Was it that long ago?
Mm-hmm.
Do we still get the
yes,
do we still
get
the point?
Yes.
All right. EMCC 2 versus GHRT 1. By the way, before we go on, we need to take a moment and say congratulations. Because who did the survey? Who was it?
Niche.com.
Niche.com. Yep. And Lisa, you confirmed this for us, Dr. Larson. Niche.com did the survey and found that Eastern Maine Community College was the number one community college, the best in Maine, and was it 25th?
25th
best community college in the United States of America. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Whoop, whoop.
Lisa, how'd that happen?
You know, we have great faculty, we have great staff, we have great support in the community. That's how it happened. We're pretty lucky.
All right, GHRT versus EMCC. Our chance to ask you guys a question. These are randomly generated questions here that come from a website that I have no idea, and we probably should have gone to something more difficult. All right, okay. What kind of weapon is a
Falchion, F-A-L-C-H-I-O-N. What kind of weapon is a falchion?
Oh, man.
EMCC, what's your answer?
Is it a sword? I was thinking sword, too.
So we're going to go with sword.
I go sword, yeah.
In Chrome.
Oh, my daughter would be so proud of me.
You would, because that's the correct answer.
I think Miles is listening. Miles, you got to tell me that I got that
right. I was voting sword.
But you're not supposed to. You're on our team, not theirs, George. If my teammate can't even keep straight whose team he's on, what chance do I have?
I'd rather be on their team.
All right, EMCC. It's EMCC 3, GHRT 1 now. What's the next question?
All right, so we have some music and some office trivia coming up next.
Oh, he's
all
music.
Right. Thank
he's
heavens.
Music.
All right.
So which film featured the song Cruel Summer by Bananarama?
What is, or do I have to do it in the form of a question? No. What is Karate Kid starring Ralph Macchio in 1984?
Ding, 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 ding.
Boom, baby! How do you like me now, Mariah?
What was the second part of that question?
There was no second part of the question.
There was no second part.
There was something I didn't recognize.
The name of the movie that featured the song Cruel Summer by Bananarama.
Oh, Bananarama. That's what I didn't know.
And it's Monday morning, so I will not sing it for you, but normally I would.
So if you'd seen Bananarama, you'd be interested in them, George.
Okay,
you ready?
Yep.
Okay, this is GHRT asking a question of, some of these are coming too easy.
Keep going,
okay.
Keep going. keep them coming, Rick.
What is the colored part of the human eye called?
The iris.
Ding, 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 ding.
Okay.
Good job, Mariah.
It is now 4-2. EMCC is ahead of GHRT, ahead of the Trivia Challenge at Rangeley Hall at the Eastern Maine Community College campus off the Hogan Road in Bangor
this
Friday.
Not fair. They're smarter than we are.
Speak for yourself, everybody.
We go to college every day.
All right.
That's right. So this one's for the Larson family.
Okay.
Andy Bernard learns to play what Christmas song on the sitar? Lisa has not seen these, so she can play along if she likes.
Andy Bernard
from The Office.
Yep. From The Office.
Learns to play what Christmas song on the sitar?
I have a confession. I've only watched one episode of The Office.
I'm not sure we can be friends.
I'm sorry. It's my busy schedule. It's something that I say that I'll get to.
It's my busy schedule. I can't watch.
Yeah, we're supposed to be on the same team, George. You're supposed to be supportive.
I am with them.
Jerk. I would say that he learned to play... Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
No, he learned to play Deck the Halls.
Dang it.
That's
Deck
right.
the Halls.
All right.
Well, I don't know, so many choices.
All right, so now it's, what do we got? It's still EMCC 4, GHRT 2
mm-hmm.
now?
So
okay, or is it 5? Or is it 5? I've lost count.
I think
we're
going
to lose anyway.
Two, three, four.
We'll go 4 to 2. All right, here's your next question. All right. Who invented the rabies vaccination?
Oh,
man. I have no idea.
Who invented the rabies vaccination?
I'm going to sit out on this one. I have no idea.
No texting. No Googling, Lisa.
Madam President.
No.
No.
I'm on the phone.
Who invented the rabies vaccination? 10 seconds.
I have no idea. I think, was it a woman?
No.
Okay.
I'm just.
No, you don't. You're on our team, George. You don't guess this. Holy cow. Can you follow the rules?
He wants to feel like a winner.
Time's up. Louis Pasteur.
That was my answer, and you took it away from me.
George, it wasn't yours to answer, bonehead. They ask us. We ask them. Okay, now it's
I
your
like
turn.
To answer questions. Ask
EMCC, again, the trivia challenge to benefit the EMCC Foundation. This is scholarship money, right, that this is going to raise on Friday night?
Yep.
Okay.
And last year, we gave over $110,000 in scholarships, so we hope to beat that number this year.
That's terrific. Okay.
Yep.
It's 4-3 now?
Yep.
4-3. Okay, go ahead.
All right,
question
fellas.
From EMCC for GHRT.
How many miles of coastline does Maine have? Exact number, please.
Exact number?
So we're going to play that kind of game, are we? Exact number? 14,728.
No.
7,600.
No. 3,478 miles of
coastline.
Well,
did you count going in and out of all the coves?
All right, if you're going to do that, I'm going to go to a different website. Tough trivia questions for you guys. If you're gonna do that to us,
but you got a computer going.
Yeah, what do you care? We're on the same team. We want to beat them, George.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm in the room with the girls.
You're in the room with the women, sir.
That's right.
All girls.
The ladies.
Ladies. Okay. Ladies. Okay.
All right. If we're gonna do this, then Jean Mansfield, the blonde bombshell. What was her IQ?
What?
Her IQ?
Oh, if you're going to ask us how many miles of coastline in Maine, we're going to ask a very specific question like, Jane Mansfield had an IQ of what? We'll tell you this. It is a three-digit number.
I was going to say, I think she was way more intelligent than people gave her credit for.
Yep.
Yep. I read that.
Can we get a range? Like, if we get within a certain...
Well, we didn't get a range on the coastline of Maine, I'm sorry, Doc.
You was 3,400. You're all saying 7,000.
10
it's
seconds.
Not even close.
I was
150.
Saying,
yeah, I'd say 150.
150? Oh, so close. Surrey, it was 163.
Oh, close.
Right. I had read that about her.
Yeah, yeah. She's very intelligent.
The only numbers you knew from Jane Mansfield were 36, 24, 36, George. And you know it,
she's
too.
A brick house.
You know it. She's mighty, mighty. Letting it all hang out.
Don't you dare lower the level here.
It's too late. It's already hit rock bottom. The Eastern Maine Community College Trivia Challenge, again, this Friday at Rangeley Hall. You're invited to come and attend. And is it too late to muster a team, by the way?
Absolutely not.
How does someone do that, by the way?
Come play with us. www.emcc.edu/trivia.
Okay.
MTT.
MTT. Yeah. Sorry. Thank you, Mariah. She's our marketing guru over there. Or you can just call the school and have them direct your call to us and we'll set you up.
Okay. Now you got a question for us now.
Yes.
It's EMCC versus GHRT. I think we are right now still 4-3. You guys are in the lead. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Make it tough.
So we'll give you some science.
Science!
What is the hottest planet in our solar system? And bonus points if you can tell us the temperature.
All right. Hottest planet. George, it's got to be Mercury. I can't imagine, even though one of the gaseous giants is even hotter. But I would say
the sun.
Mercury. It's not a planet. It's a star.
Yeah.
So, hottest planet. Hottest.
Uranus. No, I just wanted to say that.
Okay, that's good. We're going to answer Mercury.
No.
No.
What is the hottest?
Venus.
Venus is hotter? Oh, because of the cloud cover? Right, because of all that.
We all know that global warming is real and dangerous.
Exactly. Okay, all right. What is the temperature, by the way, on Venus?
460 degrees Celsius.
Today, is it?
I haven't checked. I haven't been up there yet, but
great.
Weather.com doesn't carry those stats.
All right. Here's the next question for you. GHRT versus EMCC. And who is Karen Johnson, more commonly known as? C-A-R-Y-N. Karen Johnson, C-A-R-Y-N. You know her by a different name. And every person in this conversation, and I bet every person listening knows this woman. Who is Karen, C-A-R-Y-N, Johnson?
Can we have a profession? That's something, a little clue.
I'll give you entertainment as a profession. Entertainment.
And we've all met her or we know of
you
her?
You know her.
Okay.
You know her. I doubt any of us have met her.
She a singer?
I'll tell you this. The answer is, well, I've heard her sing. She's not good. Okay. So in a movie, she sang. Not good. But you can say that she is an actress. She's most noted as an actress. And now she's branched off into some other avenues of her career.
Oh.
Some of which can be considered polarizing. There's a good hint for you. George, you're on our team. Don't help him.
Politics.
Yep.
Who is Karen Johnson?
Talk show.
10 seconds. 10. 9. 8.
Okay, I'm going to make a big guess.
7. 6.
Whoopi.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Lisa Larson snapping victory from the jaws of defeat. Yes, Karen Johnson, C-A-R-Y-N.
I actually knew that.
And Karen Johnson is Whoopi Goldberg, your real name. We're going to be back. More trivia in just a moment ahead of the trivia challenge. Although, Dr. Lisa Larson, we're going to let you go, so it's 2-2 and it's fair, okay? Thank you, Dr. Larson.
Thank you.
Where do we go online once again to find out more about the event?
www.emcc.edu/MTT.
Back in a moment with more. This is GHRT versus EMCC on the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.